Tell me about your family background.
My father was born in 1900, lived near Watford, brought up in Watford. He worked for Benskin's Watford Brewery all of his life. It was taken over by in Coop at one stage. My mother was born in South Africa, but her parents were English. My grandmother said she was English, but she had a very strong Irish accent, and she certainly was brought up in Dublin. They lived in London, and she was a dressmaker, and when she got married in 1935, they came out to the Watford area, and that's where they settled, and I was born in 1938.
Would you say you were born into a middle-class family?
No. Well, on my mother's side, probably, because her father, my grandmother, my grandfather, was in the army, turn of the century. So on that side, probably yes, but on my father's side, probably not.
So, what are your memories of your early childhood before your diagnosis?
Not a great deal. time seems to go very fast, and as a result of that, I have difficulty putting dates on things. I certainly went to school early. I think I went to school at 3 3/4, because I'd made a lot of progress at home. My mother said, teach me to read and write and so on. And they thought I was ready for school. And the local school did take 4 pluses. In my case, it was a 4 minus. But of course, you come across things you don't expect. I mean, I didn't know that when you wrote at school, you didn't use capitals all the time, and this kind of thing. So although I was quite advanced in many things, I had different things to learn. I did have a year at a different school in St Albans, and then went back to the original school, because I was only going over the same things I'd learned before, because I'd started school early. I liked music, I liked to sing, so I'm told.